Today's daf is Psachim Daf Pei Tes, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, Shochach Rabbi, Masha Omalai V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, V'Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Mirul Bas Sara Rivka, and Sara Etya, Bas Liba. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Yecheskel Shragib and Miro. And today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Menachem Mendel Ben Nachman and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibodel L'chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So the topic of the daf is the halacha that the Korban Pesach was only Nechal L'menuyin. In other words, in order to partake in a Korban Pesach, you had to register. You had to RSVP. If there was a Kezias, at the very least, allocated towards this individual, he can now eat that Kezias and fulfill his mitzvah of Karban Pesach. If, however, the Karban Pesach was already slaughtered, they did the Kabbalah, the Locha, and Zrika, and a person shows up and he asks if he can partake in this Karban Pesach, the Locha is he would not be able to. Meaning, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, one had to register to this Karban Pesach. Additionally, in a different nusach, it was usher for someone that was not registered to a Karban Pesach to partake in that Karban Pesach. The Mishnah discussed a case where a master, quote-unquote, asked his eved, quote-unquote, to go shecht a Karban Pesach on his behalf. Now, the master was very clear. He told him either he wanted a gedi or a klut. The problem is the Eved can't remember which one it was. Now, if he gets it wrong, he didn't fulfill his shlichus. As a result, he's just doing his own thing, and that's not okay. So it's incumbent upon the Eved to know what his Adon asked him to do. Otherwise, if he gets it wrong, the Adon would not be able to fulfill his mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, in the event that he forgot, what should he do? So the Mishnah says, there's an Eitzah. He should shecht a tleh, and he should shecht a gdi. And he should make a tenai. He should say that if my Adon asked me for a tleh, so the tleh is going to belong to my Adon, the gedi is going to be my own Karban Pesach. If my Adon asked me for a gedi, so the gedi is going to be for my master, and the tleh is going to be for my Karban Pesach. The Gemara discussed a little bit, how is it even possible for an Eved to go now buy his own animal and shecht his own Karban Pesach? What happened to the rule of Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi? The Gemara worked that out. But then the Mishnah discussed another case, a slightly more complicated case. And that is, what would be if not only the Eved forgot what the Adon told the Eved to get, but the Adon himself forgot. So the Adon told the Eved, either get me a tleh or a gdi. Meaning he was clear, it was one or the other. But nobody remembers. The Adon can't remember, the Eved can't remember. Now, to go make a tenai is not going to help. The whole point of the tenai is, the Eved's going to shecht the gdi and the tleh. He's going to go back to the Adon. The Adon's going to tell him what he had told him. And the other will get that one, and the Eved will get the other one. But if the Eved doesn't remember, and the other doesn't remember, so there's no way now to make this work. So what exactly is the Eved supposed to do? Now, you can't shecht two, because a cursed person can't be a part of two Karbonos Pesach. The one that's the Menuyin, that's the one you can be Yoytza with. The other one you can't be Yoytza with. So how exactly is this supposed to play out? So the Mishnah said, in a case like this, there really is no tikkun. Shneim yatzu lebeis hasreifa. Both of these animals, if the Eved went and he shechted too, are going to end up in the beis hasreifa. Why? Because he can't eat it. Because if it's not the right one, then it's asur to eat it. You don't know which one is right. As a result, you have no choice but to treat both of them as if they're kachem psulim, and you have to burn both of them. However, the Mishnah said, upturim milases pesach sheni. However, the Adon will not be obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni, meaning the Hakrava is a good Hakrava. The only issue is that he's not able to eat it. And what's Pshat? Pshat is because Klapi Shmaya Galya, at the end of the day, the Eved shechted two Karbanos, and therefore one of them was the right one. So he ended up, at the very least, bringing a Karban Pesach on behalf of the Adon. The practical issue is that the Adon doesn't know which one is his, because he can't remember if he asked him to bring a Tleh or if he asked him to bring a Gdi. So as it relates to eating it, he can't eat it. But as it relates to being Makrivit, he was Makrivit. The only time you bring a Pesach Sheni is if you were a Makriv the Pesach Rishon. If you're Makriv the Pesach Rishon, you just didn't eat from it, you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is dependent on the hakrov of the Pesach Rishon. It's not dependent on the achil of the Pesach Rishon. So the issue that we have in our Mishnah is not on the hakrava level, it's on the achila level. It's for that reason the Mishnah said you're going to be potter from bringing the Pesach Sheni. Zok to Gemara, Amar Abaye. So Abaye begins the daf and he qualifies this last case of the Mishnah. He said, Lo Yishanu, this halacha of the Mishnah that said in the event that the Eved forgot and the Adin forgot, at the very least the Odoi will be potter from bringing the Pesach Sheni. That's only true if he forgot Achaz Rika, after the Zrika. So, meaning he remembered initially what it was. During the Shechita, the Kabbalah, Achaz Rika, the Odoi knows whether it was a Tleh, whether it was a Gdi. After the Zrika, somehow, Akashaf HaMaisa, he forgot. Over there, the Allah is your potter from Pesach Sheni. And the reason is, the Be'idna, the Izrik, Dam, Havichazil HaChilo, because at the time of the Zrika, the Odoi knew, which means, at that time, the Karban Pesach was something that he was able to eat. And being that he was able to eat the Karban Pesach at that time, so he fulfills his mitzvah of Pesach Rishon. If he fulfilled his mitzvah of Pesach Rishon, there's no reason for him to be obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni. But in the event that the Adin forgot before the Zrika, the Izrik Dam Lehavi Chazal Achilo, in which case, at the time of the Zrika, this Karban Pesach was not destined to be eaten because he had already forgotten what he said, Gediyotla, so it wasn't going to be possible for him to eat it. So you know what happens? Now the Zrika is not a kosher Zrika. Because a Zrika that can't be mounted the Basar Lachilo is not a kosher zrika. And it's for that reason, chayov and lasis Pesach Sheni. In that case, he'll be obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni. Meaning, Abaye said this, that the Mishnah said, that even though the Odin can't eat, but he is potter from Pesach Sheni, because he at the very least fulfilled the mitzvah bringing the carbon Pesach, meaning he can't fulfill mitzvah vav, mitzvah sachila's carbon Pesach, but he can fulfill mitzvah hey, mitzvah shchita's carbon Pesach. That's only if the confusion happened, this that he can't eat it came about after the Zrika. Then there was a legitimate Hakrava. If, however, before the Zrika, this issue already happened, so then it comes out that this Zrika was never going to be matter the Basar L'Achila. That's a psul in the Zrika. If the Zrika is not good, the Hakrava of the Pesach Rishon is not good. In that event, you would have to bring a Pesach Sheni. There was some that had Abaye's comment. Not on our Mishnah, but rather on the following price. The price says, there were five people that brought a carbon Pesach, and after they brought their respective carbonis Pesach, all the oiros, the skins of the carbonis, got mixed up. And then somebody was sorting through it. And one of them had a yabelas, a wart. This is a mum. Now this is a problem. The reason it's a problem is because a carbon Pesach, any carbon that has a yabelas, is a possible carbon Pesach. You can't bring a bal mum as a carbon, which means that one of the five animals was not brought properly. That now creates a situation where we don't know which one of these carbonis are possible. So you have five carbonis, four of them are kosher, because four of them didn't have the yabelas, but one of them is possible. Says the Braisa, kulon yoytzen lebeis hasreif. All of them have to be taken out to the beis hasreifa. Upturim milaseis Pesach Sheni. And the halacha is, they're going to be potter from bringing the Pesach Sheni. It's a very similar halacha to our Mishnah. They all go to the beis hasreifa, meaning none of this could be eaten. But at the same time, no Pesach. Rabbi Abaye said the same thing. This is only true if the taruvas happened after the Zrika. At the time of the Zrika, it was chazil achila. Therefore, the Zrika was a good Zrika. The Pesach Rishon was a good Pesach Rishon. Therefore, they're going to be potter from bringing Pesach Sheni. If, however, this whole Taruvah is the five Oirois when it's Arab before the Zrika, Chayav and Lasa Pesach Sheni, in that case, they will have to bring a Pesach Sheni. What's the reason? Because if the Zrika was not a good Zrika, because the Taruvah happened before the Zrika, so over there, the Halach is, they're going to be Chayav, says the Gemara. So we have a biased comment that he made. Two gersas. One gersa, he made it on the Mishnah. The other gersa, he made it on the Braisa. Very, very similar. The Mishnah and the Braisa are both discussing a case with this confusion. And as a result of the confusion, you can't eat the Karban Pesach. However, you're potter from bringing the Pesach Sheni. In the Mishnah, this is important. What was the confusion? The Adoin told the Eved either a Gdi or a Tlet, meaning he told him Gdi or he told him Tlet. We just don't know which one. As a result, you can't eat it. What's the confusion in the Braisa? One of the Karbanis Pesach, it turns out, was a mum. And as a result, it's not a kosher carbon. The confusion is because we don't know which one. In both cases, the Mishnah and the Braisa paskin, respectively, you can't eat it because you don't know if it's a kosher carbon Pesach, but at the same time, you're potter from bringing Pesach Sheni because that krova was a good krova. And in both cases, again, we're not sure which theorist is right. Abaye made the comment, though. That's only, the only time you're potter from the Pesach Sheni is if the whole issue came about after the Zrika. But if it happened before the Zrika, not. So the Gemara makes a chesh. Man, the Masi Nisan, the one that had Abaye's comment on the Mishnah, Kolshkin Abraisa, he would certainly have it on the Bryce. Man, the Masi Abraisa, but the one that made the comment on the Bryce, Avon Masi's Lord. But on the Mishnah, could be Abaye would have never said it. Why not? What's the difference between the Mishnah and the Bryce? Because Kevin the Ksherim, in the Mishnah, really everything is kosher. What was the confusion in the Mishnah? We just don't know what the Odin told the Eved. But Klapi Shmaya Galya, he either told him Teleh or he told him Gedi. And therefore, the Karban Pesach was really brought properly. He just can't eat it because he doesn't know. And if the confusion happened before the Zrika, then Bishas Da Krova already, it wasn't Oymed Achilo. But it's not only not Oymed Achilo because we just don't know. But Klapi Shmaya Galya, really everything that happened over here is kosher. The Itker Havichazul Achilo. Not just that. What if he would remember? What if he would say, aha, yeah, I remember it was a Gedi or it was a Tleh. Oh, then of course it would be good. So Kami Shmaya Galya, so could be over there, even if the confusion happened before the Zrika, so Bishas the Zrika, it was already Shachach, could be still be part of bringing Pesach Sheni. As opposed to the Braisa, we there, there's a real problem. It's not just he forgot, maybe he's going to remember, maybe Kami Shmaya Galya. Over here, there's a real psul. One of them has a mum. Oh, if one of them has a mum over here, it's different. And being that it's this case, maybe it's where Abaye said this halachas. If Abaye said it regarding the Mishnah, even a case where he could always remember, all it is shikha, Kal v'chaymer would have said it regarding the Brais, where there's a real problem, there's a mum. If he said it regarding the Brais, then there's makom to say he never said it with regards to the Mishnah. So again, we had a Mishnah and a Brais that said similar halachas. The Gemara now is going to discuss the Brais. So the Brais was discussing a case where there were five karbanos Pesach, they were all skinned. Somebody was going through the skins, and he realizes that one of them has a yabelis, which means one of these karbanos Pesach is a baal mum. Now we have a problem. Says the Mishnah, you can't eat any of them. All these karbanos Pesach are going to be yotze lebeis hasreifa. However, the whole chevra are going to be pater from being in Pesach Sheni. Abaye qualified this, and he said that's only true if this all happened after the Zrika. However, had it happened before the Zrika, the Taruvos, so in that case, it was never Oymed L'Achila. If it was never Oymed L'Achila, you're going to be Chayiv and bringing the Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara, Amar Mar, Ptur Milasis Pesach Sheni. For Yikachad Eloi Nafik. So the Gemara says, I don't understand why they all parted from bringing Pesach Sheni. Over here, this one person for sure wasn't Yoitza. So if there's one person that wasn't Yoitza, right? Four of the Karbanis Pesach were Kasha. One of them was Pasul. Why was one Pasul? Because it had a Yabelis. Says the Braisa, nobody brings the Pesach Sheni. What do you mean? There's one person that's not going to fulfill his mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, it's true. It's unfortunate. But at the same time, Mishum Dolayefsha, what are we supposed to do? Hey, Chilav, Lazi, Kol Chad Vichad Pesach. Should everybody bring a Pesach Sheni? Kamay Sechun Lazara. Dar Bominayu Avdilu. Four of them are going to end up bringing Chulun Lazara. Because four of their Karbanos were okay. Which means four of them are not Chayiv from bringing a Karban Pesach. Fulfill their mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which means the pater from bringing Pesach Sheni. You can't just bring Chulun Lazara. It's not a half gravel. Leisin Kuluchad Pesach. Should they all chip into one carbon? I mean, just bring one carbon. Don't bring five, bring one. One of them for sure has to bring one. So just bring one and let everybody be Yaitza. It's a problem because Nimza Pesach Nechash Leilim and Nuyav. We said you're not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach unless you register. You can only register if halachically you can register. Otherwise, the whole registration is worthless. Rashi says, if you were Yaitza, ain minyanam klum. The last words on the Yomim. It's nothing. So obviously, if you already fulfilled your mitzvah, so you can't now suddenly sign up to a Pesach Sheni, so you can't eat from it. Four out of the five people that have been eating from this carbon Pesach, it's awesome for them to eat it. So there's no etza. Because there's no etza, patalat. You're right. One person really has to bring a Pesach Sheni, but what are you supposed to? But the Gemara says, "Hi, my, I don't understand." Nesi kol chad minayu Pesach. There's an etza. Let everybody bring up carbon Pesach. V'nisni. Let them make it tonight. V'neim idi di balmon. This is what they should say. All five people should bring a carbon. They should say, "If my animal was the one that had the yabelis, that was the balmon. Haydai seyashen avi Pesach. So I'm obligated in Pesach Sheni. I never fulfilled my mitzvah Pesach Rishon. Let this carbon now be the Pesach Sheni. Idi di tam. And if mine did not have the mum, haydai seyashen avi shlamim. Let this one be a shlamim. Right? Pesach and a shlamim. Same." Animal, very similar. So why don't you just bring a carbon, all five of them, and make a tanai? So like this, the four people that don't have to bring the Pesach Sheni, they'll just bring a Shalmei Nedava. And the one that does have to bring the Pesach Sheni will fulfill his mitzvah, Pesach Sheni. But the Gemara says it doesn't work. You know why? Mishum de'ika chaze v'shoik de'kayhanim u'da'achlile. The problem is a carbon shlamim had a certain chelik that had to be given to the kayhanim. The chaze and the shoik. A carbon Pesach did not have a chaz of a shayk that was given to the Kayana. So, what are you going to do? You're bringing a carbon. all five of you, and you don't know if you're bringing a Pesach or a Shlomim. If it's a Shlomim, you have to give the Chazav HaShoek to the Kayanim. If it's a Pesach, you don't give the Chazav HaShoek to the Kayanim. So, like, what are you supposed to do? And you can't just eat it because it belongs to the Kayanim, then you can't take it. The Gemara says, I have an Eitz of an Eitz called Chad V'Chad Koyim Badeh. Why doesn't each person bring a person with him? He should bring a Koyim and let this Koyim eat a portion of it, and let him eat the Chaz of a Shaykh. Some of Shaykh. If it's a Pesach, he's eating the Chaz of a Shaykh of the Pesach. And if it's a Shlomim, he's eating the Chaz of a Shaykh of a Shlomim. The Gemara says, tell me a little more information about this coin. Eat of it, Pesach. If this coin already brought the carbon Pesach, Dilmahai Pesachu. Maybe this is also Pesach, meaning four. Maybe it's not the Shlomim. And if it's a Pesach, he has no right to eat it. Because if you already brought a carbon Pesach, he can't eat from another carbon Pesach. And if he didn't bring the carbon Pesach, maybe he's going to be eating from the Shlomim. Right? Four out of the five are Shlomims. So maybe he's going to be eating from the Shlomim for Lo Yavet Pesach. And now he Vaita didn't fulfill his mitzvah of carbon Pesach. So the Kayin is going to, Mamad of Shach, it doesn't work. The Mar says, no, I'll tell you, let all five bring the same Kayin. Meaning the five people now are going to bring five carbonas. And they're going to bring a kayin with them. And the kayin's going to be and eat the chaz of a shaykh of all five of the animals. Now, this kayin should be a kayin to loyavit Pesach. He didn't bring a garban Pesach. The nimne ilavei hani chamisha psachim. The meman of shach ikachad loyavit Pesach. One of them didn't bring the garban Pesach. The kanafti bay. He'll fulfill his mitzvah with that one, right? One out of the five is a garban, is a Pesach sheni. So he'll fulfill his mitzvah with that Pesach sheni. Aye, the other four, he's a kayin anyways. He's allowed to eat the chaz of a shaykh. So it's perfect. Let them all bring a carbon, make a tnai. Either it's a Pesach sheni or it's a shlomim. Aye, the chaz of a shaykh, bring a kayin. Let the kayin eat it. So the Gemara says, no, there's another problem. The issue is, it's also for a person to take a carbon and put it in a compromised position, in a position where you're going to have less than the allotted time that the Torah gave you to be able to eat it. So different karbanas were able to be eaten for a different period of time. Kachim kalim, 2 days and a night. Kachim kadashim, 1 day and a night. Carbon Pesach, just one night. But every carbon is different. Now, shlomim, that's live eaten for 2 days and a night. In this case, four out of the five animals that you're going to shech are going to be a shlomim. One is going to be a Pesach sheni. But misafik, you're going to have to treat them all as a Pesach sheni. Which means misafik, they're all going to have to be eaten during that first night. Which means you're being memait in the amount of time that you could eat the shlomim. Because really the shlomim, you should have 2 days and a night to eat. But you're not going to have 2 days and a night to eat it. You're going to have no choice but to eat it that night because you have a safik. What's the safik? Maybe it's a Pesach sheni. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the ishtilu Pesach liyam v'layla. Vilu shlomim v'shnei yam v'layla achat. So that's the problem. And it's for that reason you can't. But the Gemara says, avinetza v'nesi moiser ha-Pesach. What you should do is you should bring a moiser ha-Pesach. Bring a moiser Pesach, or bring a carbon, five animals, and make a tanai. Either it's a Pesach sheni, or if it's not a Pesach sheni, it should be a moiser Pesach. Now, moiser Pesach is where somebody was mafresh an animal for a carbon Pesach, he lost it. So he was mafresh another animal, and then he found the original one. That's the classic example. There's other examples of it, but that's the classic example of a moiser Pesach. You have a leftover Pesach. The halacha is moiser Pesach is always brought as a shlomim. So why don't you bring a moiser Pesach and say the following? If mine was the Baal Mum, so I'm obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni, let this moiser Pesach bring the Pesach Sheni. And if mine was the Tam, let it be a Shlomim, the moiser Pesach Nechel, the Yom V'Layla. And you're not going to have the problem of moiser Pesach Shlomim that you're being memayed in this man achila from 2 days and a night to only a night, because the moiser Pesach, even on the tzad that it's a Shlomim, but the halacha is you could eat it for a day and a night. But the Gemara says, what kind of eitz is that? You should be mafresh a moiser Pesach. A moiser Pesach is something that happened. How do you mafresh a moiser Pesach? So the Gemara said, okay, I hear. But v'nitshmechu v'naisi moiser Pesach. Try to find a moiser Pesach. Try. There must be one out there somewhere. Before we write these chevra off, p'tur milasas Pesach sheni, we let one yid not fulfill his mitzvah of garben Pesach. Let's at the very least be matriach. Let's try, make it shtadlus to try to find the Moisa Pesach. The Gemara says, you're right. Theoretically, you can find the Moisa Pesach, maybe. And if that was the case, you should be able to make a Tanai, either it's a Pesach Sheni or it's a Moisa Pesach. And like this, you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah. The reason you can't do it is for something else. Meshum smicha. You have a problem with smicha. Dilu Pesach lebay smicha. Pesach didn't have smicha. So most karbanas, the owner, the balak carbon, used to lean his body on the carbon. It's the mitzvah of smicha. So a carbon Pesach doesn't have a mitzvah of smicha. Dilu moisa bay smicha. But a moisne Pesach does have a din of smicha. So you're not going to know what to do. Because you're not going to know, should I do smicha? Should I not do smicha? But the Gemara has a workaround for this too. Oh, teinach carbon anoshim carbon anoshim. A man's carbon needs smicha in general. But women don't need smicha. It's a sugya mesachtes chagiga, different places in Shas, that women's karbanos don't need smicha. So the kasha is, find the moiser Pesach of a woman. If a woman was mafresh a carbon, then she was mafresh another one, you have a moiser Pesach, her moiser Pesach is not chayv in smicha, the Pesach sheni is not chayv in smicha, so the Gemara of Shach, you can make it work. So the Gemara says, you're right, there's another problem. El Mishum Atanis. The problem is, you can't bring an animal, say you're a Mamon of Shach. Either it's a shlamim, as in a moiser Pesach, or it's a carbon Pesach. You know why? Because the zrika is different. Ilu Pesach matanachas. Carbon Pesach only requires one zrika on the Mizbeach. Ilu shlamim, shtein shein arba. But the shlamim needs two, which are four, meaning at the corners. So the zrika is not the same. But the Gemara says it's also not a tainah because my nafkamino. But the Yevid, every carbon, even one zrika, is going to be enough. So again, just bring a Moiser Pesach, make a tanai. Either it's a Moiser Pesach or it's going to be a Pesach Sheni. You have no problem being ma'it as manachilo because they're both only nechel for that same night. There's no problem of smicha, which maybe there should be a problem, but you'll find the Moiser Pesach of a woman. Aye, the zrikas are different, but the evidence one zrika is always enough. The Gemara says, no, the problem is b'shum the ilu Pesach b'shvicha, v'ilu shlamim b'zrika. There's another issue. You know what the issue is? The carbon Pesach zrika and the shlamim zrika were different. The carbon Pesach, he did a shvicha. Shvicha means you go right next to the mizbeach and you pour it on the mizbeach. Whereas the shlamim required a zrika, which was a long range throw onto the Mizbeach. But the Zrika is different. How could you bring an animal and say Mamon of Shach? Either it's a Pesach Sheni or it's a Moiser Pesach. In one case, it's going to be Shvich. But then what's the main afkimino? For Tanya Kolan, the Tonim Bezrika, Shemnasna Beshvicha, Yatza. Bidi Eved, Shvicha is always good, so just Bidi Eved, do a Shvicha. So here the Gemara finally says, Eme the Kamrina, the Ava the Katchila. Now, that's true, Bidi Eved, but the Katchila, you can't do it. Bottom line is, in this case, we have five people. One of them did not fulfill his mitzvah. Theoretically, he should be chayv to bring a Pesach Sheni, but at the same time, being that he doesn't know, we don't know who's obligated. As a result, they're all going to end up being potter from Pesach Sheni. Four of these Yidden will have fulfilled their mitzvah Pesach Rishon. One of them did not, and that one person, sadly, will not even be able to bring his Pesach Sheni. Why can't we make all the Tanayim and all the Cheshbonos? The Gemara addressed everything. At the end of the day, it doesn't work. There's one major kasha that the Achrayim talk about in this sugya. And that is, what happened to Bittel Berayv? Why don't we say that if you have five animals, four of them were kosher, Shechita, Kabbalah, Lach HaZrika, there was no Yabeles, everything was done perfectly. One of them was a problem. Let the one that was a problem be bottled to the four that were okay. And let's say Bittel Berayv, let's treat all of them as if they were kosher. This is the Chavistas' kasha. The Nesivas asks this kasha in the Chavistas. There's a beautiful teretz from the Oynig Yontif, one of the Yisoidei HaYisoidis in the Sugis of Bittel. It's in Erechaim Simen Dalet. It's a tshuva that we've spoken about in the past. But the income of Koymei Laharach, Chsok the Mishnah Vaito, Oymei Laban, if somebody tells his sons, Harini Sheikh Tasa Pesach, I'm going to shech the carbon Pesach on your behalf. Al Mishi Yalim Kamishon Li Yerushalayim. But he says, I want the carbon Pesach to be effective for the one that ends up in Yerushalayim. So this family lived outside of Yerushalayim. They're going to Yerushalayim, Yudal and Nisan, to bring the carbon Pesach. The father says, here's the deal. I'm shechting the carbon Pesach. You want to know who's going to get it? Whoever arrives in Yerushalayim first. Kim shechnes harishon roishay verubay. So literally, there's a finish line, and whoever gets roishay verubay across the line first, zachah dechelkay, he is the one that ends up with the carbon Pesach. Umezak is achavima, and not just that, his brothers can come along with him. They could also be part of this carbon Pesach. So Gemara says, how does this work? Shema minot yesh breira. This should be a raya to the halacha of Yesh Breira. Why? Because it sounds like that at the time that the father shechted the carbon Pesach, he had no idea who was going to be first. Later, one of the sons wins the race. Igloi milsul amafreya, that when the father shechted the carbon Pesach, he did it for him. How does that work? Retroactively? Oh, isn't this a raya Yesh Breira? Am Rabbi Yochanan? No. Kidei lezarzim b'mitzvahs come out. The Mishnah doesn't mean what it seems like it means. I mean, it shouldn't be taken literally. This father really wanted all his kids to have part of this carbon Pesach, not just the ones that got there first. He wanted everybody to take part. And he really shechted it on everybody's behalf. So why did he do this old spiel? Why did he say, Hareini shoichet as ha-Pesach ha-Mishe yalami kem rishon li Yerushalayim? Because he wanted them to be zrizen. He wanted them to get there already and to incentivize them. So he, you know, made this little game. But really, his kavana was for everybody. It says nothing to do with the sugya breira. I'll prove it to you. The ketanik, because the Mishnah said that the brothers also get a part of the Karban Pesach, right? The Mishnah almost doesn't read. The one that wins the race gets the Karban Pesach. Oh, and everybody else does too. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomi Dam Nidu Meikara. Rabbi Shlomi, if everybody was included in it originally, Shaper. Eli Yamit Lam Nidu Meikara. But if they weren't included in it originally, the Basim Tashacha Mikam Esmanu, so how could they partake in it now? Once you do the Shechita, you can't be part of it anymore. So if at the time of the Shechita, you only meant the son that's going to win the race, how does everybody, oh, Shmami, no, it must be that really the Katchila, everybody was in Tanya Nami Hachi. It's Meduyik that way in the Mishnah, and it's Mefurish in the Braisa. Maisa, there was a story, Vekadmu Banois Labanim. The girls actually got there before the boys. Venimtsa Banois Rizois. And what ended up was, in this family, the Banois was Rizois, and the Banim was Shveilim. The boys were a bunch of Batlanim. They were the Atzlanim. Now, if the halacha was that only the winner actually got to eat from the Karban Pesach, you know what the Mishnah would have said? It would have said the Banois were able to eat from the Karban Pesach, and the Banim were not able to eat from the Karban Pesach. It's not what the Braisa says. It says the Banois was Rizois, and the Banim were Shvelim. So from the Shoina Yazov Shal HaBraisa, you see that really everybody was part of the Karban Pesach. Another halacha. Lo'ilam nimnin olav. You're allowed to add as many people as you want to a Karban Pesach as long as there's a kezayis for each person. So if you have an animal that has 100 kezayis, 100 people can be part of the Karban Pesach. You can register to a Karban Pesach or you can withdraw from a Karban Pesach up until the Shechita. Reb Shimon says up until the Zrika. So two halachas in the Mishnah. Number one, as long as you have a kezayis, you can be part of this animal. That's how much you need to allocate for each individual. Number two, up until what point can you join a Karban Pesach or withdraw? Machloik is Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that Tanakama Achi Yishachir is up until the point of the Shechita. Rab Shimon said up until the point of the Zrika. So, first halacha, the Mishnah, what's the Chiddush? Of course, it's a Kezayis. The mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach is a Kezayis. Why would you think anything else? Meaning, it seems obvious. So the Gemara says it's a Chiddush. Mishnah Agav Urchi. Ben Benoy Shal Agav Urchi. In fact, Rashi says this is something that's going to be discussed on Daf Tzadik Tes. It's telling us halacha that what would be if you had a chabura that all assigned themselves to a certain karma and that every single person withdrew. So there's a shitas Rabbi Yehuda later that says it's a problem. Meaning you need at least one person from the original chabura to still be part of the chabura in order for the next chabura to be able to partake. The Mishnah is coming to lafuke that. So the Mishnah, as long as there's a kezayis for every person, that's the only thing we care about. Nothing else matters. Meaning it doesn't matter if this is the first time this chabur was the first chabur to register on this animal, or this is the second one to register, and there was somebody left over from the original chabur. There's not. You could always be part of it, as long as you have a kezayis, that's fine. It's the only thing we care about. The second halacha of the Mishnah was that nimnunu maishchin esideim, you could partake and withdraw from a Karban Pesach ad sheyishachit, up until the Shechita. Reb Shimon said up until the Zrika. Amar Abaye, Abaye is a machloikis l'moshik. The machloike is as it relates to withdrawing from the Karban Pesach. The Rabbanon hold mi yois miseh. It says in the Torah v'im yimat habayis mi yois miseh. What does it mean mi yois miseh? Mechiyusei deseh. So the way Abaye is understanding is v'im yimat habayis miyos miseh, yimat means withdrawing from the Karban Pesach. It's not the Pasha Pesha in the Pasha. But this is the way Abaye is dashing it. V'im yimat habayis, if you're going to withdraw, up until when can you withdraw? Says the Tanakama miyos miseh, up until the point that the animal still has chiyas. Meaning if it's alive, you can withdraw. Once you did the shechita, there's no chiyus of this anymore, then you can't withdraw. Rab Shimon says, not miyos Michiyusei, but rather mihaviyosei desa. When up until the time where you do the avoida that you're supposed to do with desa, what's the gemara of the avoida? That's the zrika. So according to the Tanakama, it's miyos misa michiyusei desa. So yimet abay is up until the point that the animal stole what. According to Rav Shimon, it's up until the point that you do the avoida. Avalimonis, as relates to registering divri akolachi yishachi, everybody agrees it's shechita. So the machlokes in the Mishnah is regarding withdrawing, as it relates to registering shechita. Once you do the shechita, you can't register anymore. And you know that the amakra, that's a mafurish pasuk. It says in the Torah, b'michsas nefashos ishlefi achloi tachosu alaseh. B'michsas nefashos means that you have to be counted as a part of this Karban Pesach. You have to register. And then it says, Tachoisu means shchita. So you see, the michzas nefashis had to happen before the shchita. So to register, that had to happen before the shchita. To withdraw, that's the machlokes. That's what Rav Shimon says is halacha, that you could withdraw even after the shchita. So again, Abaye said a very big chiddush. The Mishnah doesn't say this. The Mishnah said nimnin u'moishchen es yedeyim achi yishachir. Rav Shimon achi yizarkas adam. It sounds like the machlokes Tanakam and Rav Shimon is both regarding moishchen and regarding nimnin. Abaye came and he said a chiddush. The machlokes is only regarding moishchen. But as it relates to Nimnin, Rav Shimon agrees with the Tanakam, it's Shchita. Says the Gemara, even though Abaye is saying a Chiddush in the Mishnah, but there's a Braisla that supports what Abaye said. Tanya, Nami, Hochi, Nimnin, Umoishchin, Es Yideim, Mimenu, Atche, Yishochi. Rav Shimon, Oymer, Nimnin, Atche, Yishochi, Umoishchin, Atche, Yizar, Kadam. This is a Braisla verbatim, Abaye's Chiddush in the Mishnah, as the Gemara often does, and a Meirah will say a Chiddush in a Mishnah, and then we bring a Braisa to show that even though in the Mishnah maybe it seems a little forced, but it's a Tanya Nami Hachi, it's a Mefurish Braisa. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, this is all Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. Fascinating discussion coming up. Hamamani Imay Achar Bechelkoi. What would be if there was a Chabura? So there's 10 people, they all got together. They're going to be part of this Karban Pesach. And then one of them invited an 11th person. One person said, come with me. So the halacha is, Rasham b'nei chabura liting le'ya shaloi. The b'nei chabura have a right to object. Meaning, one person can't just bring somebody else on board. There's a board of directors, and they have to approve it. And unless they approve it, there's no one person that has the authority to just bring somebody on board. So how does the Mishnah make that point? So the Mishnah, what the b'nei chabura can tell this yochid is, listen, take yours. Meaning we're splitting up into two chaburas. So Rashi says that we're going according to the mandama that holds that one carbon pasach could be nechal l'shnei chaburas, which you saw was a machleis reader in Reb Shimon. But the point is they can tell, listen, I'm not interested. I don't want to sit with you. What do you mean? We agreed. We agreed. But not with that guy. So now that he's here, you're going to sit with him. That's fine. But we're going to do our own thing. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. What would be if you have a chabura, a bunch of people, they register together to eat the Karban Pesach, and they sit down to eat the Karban Pesach, and there's one person whose hands were yafos. So Rashi says the word yafos is a euphemism. Lishna ma'alya. What it really means is that he has fast hands. Memahir lechol harbe. He chaps. And he's chapping a lot of food in the oilam sitting around. They want to have a nice, relaxed dinner. They want to be mesapur b'siyas mitzrayim koloisei alayla matzis amroirim yechlu. And this guy looks like he's never eaten in his life. And he's fressing. And they don't know what to do with it. So this was the shayla, b'nei chabura, that they had this one person. He signed up. He's legit. But it turns out that he's not the guy they thought he was. Do they have a right to tell him, Tulchel Kachavitzei? Listen, you know what? Take your portion. You have a kezias. Take it and just, we can't deal with you. Could the person say, listen, I understand that I'm making you uncomfortable, but I signed up onto this carbon pesach just like you did. I have the same rights that you do. I'm not going anywhere. They can tell him the following. We never brought you on board to eat more than us. And as a result, there's some mekach toys over here. And we can let him. So the Mishnah said that if somebody brings another person on board, so what's that? So the b'nei chabur can object. They can say, I'm not interested in this person joining our chabur. My time, what's the reason? Probably the reason is because when they allowed this one guy to come on board, they understood he eats for one person. They didn't realize he orders the steak for two. And he comes by himself and he brought another person with him. So they have a right to object because he's coming with another person. Now if you're going to tell me when a person ends up eating more than a regular person, he has a right to stay. Because listen, you agreed to have me on board, so I'm staying. So same thing. You agreed to have me on board. I come along with my buddy. He eats more. If I eat more, I have like a migu. I could eat more. So let my person eat more too. The Gemara says, I'm really, it's not a tsushta. The two cases are similar, but they're not the same. Because you could say, deyoy shayni. Could be another person. Another individual is different. Inami travayu kechad mi bnei chaburu hu da'achli matzi amri leit loy nicholon inish nuchur gaman. Could be pshana mishas, not because more food is going to be eaten. It's just they just don't want to friend the person. It could be, in the spirit of kol dichvin yesei v'yechol and kol ditzrich yesei v'yivzach, but this is what they have a right to say. They can say, we're not interested. It's not the food per se. Fakir, the Gemara says, even if they wouldn't eat so much, if the two together would eat less than one regular person, they still have the same taina. The idea is they're not interested in having a strange person at their seder. Tashma, shamish achal kizayis basar. We saw this mishnah earlier. The shamish that ate a kizayis basar, but sadatanu next to the oven. So what's the halachi stuck? Because you can't eat your carbon pesach in two different places. If he's intelligent, the malik reis man, he's just going to sit and he's going to finish doing them. If the bnei chabur want to be nice, they could come sit next to divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because otherwise, the shamish is not going to be able to get up and go eat somewhere else. That's it. It's mashma. Says, only if they want to, but not now. My name alu hakabilton. Why can't the shamish turn to the chevra and say, listen, I'm the shamish. This is my job. I took a bite. I mean, it happens sometimes when you work in the kitchen. I'm stuck here now. Why can't he force their hand to come eat with them? Why doesn't he have that taina hakabilton? So you see that there's no taina of hakabilton. Meaning, one member of the chabura doesn't have a right to inconvenience anyone. So it doesn't matter if he's inconvenienced by bringing another person on board. If he's inconveniencing because he eats too much, or if he's inconvenienced because now he's forcing them to move the dining room table next to the oven. But at the end of the day, isn't this a right? The Gemara says no. Shani hasam da amrile ki kablinach adaita de nitrachach kaman le mitrach lon le didach le kablinach. It's true they can tell the waiter we agreed to bring you on board, but your job was to serve us. That was your job. You were brought on board to take care of us, not for us to have to take care of you. Again, this is mamish in the spirit, but he says, that wasn't the agreement. I mean that wasn't the agreement, so he could tell. But if a person comes on board to be part of the Karban Pesach, don't bring me a ride from the Shamish. The Shamish has a different role over here. So Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a ride from this Braisa. Maybe this Braisa will allow us to be pushed to the Shamish. Again, what's the Shaila? Just to stay focused, because we're going to have another version of the Shaila in a second. The Shaila is where there was a chabur of people. One person turns out to have Yadav Yafos. He has a very healthy appetite, and he's eating more than the Olam had anticipated. The question is, could they tell him to take his gezayas and just leave, or do they not have a right to say it? Could he tell them, listen, you agreed, it is what it is. So, I'll bring you right from the following price. B'nei Chabura, one of them's hands was Yafos. They have a right to say, Tul Chelkechovitze. Checkmate. Clear. They could tell him, take your chelik and go. Not just that. Even if you have five people and they're just sitting together and eating a meal, Rashi says, just on a regular day, they got together to eat. If they see there's one person who's a little too aggressive, so they could say, checkmate. It's a mefurish b'raisa that they have a right to tell him to leave. What's this? Right? Two cases. Whether it's Pesach, not only Pesach, even if it's not Pesach. The Gemara says, I'll tell you what, because let me buy you come. The price means at least, let me buy you Pesach, the Matzi Amalei Ki Kabulinach, the Tkun Izvicho. Pesach, you can always say that maybe the reason you have a right to let this person go is because they can always tell him, listen, you know, we had a chabura, we let you come because we were afraid it was going to be nicer. You're just here to make sure there's no nicer. It says in the Torah, like, Siri Menuad Baiker. So we needed another body just to make sure that there's not going to be nicer. But we never really meant to include you in the chaburah. That's the chiddush. So you would have thought maybe Pesach you could tell the person to leave. Because you could say, your job is no nicer. You're doing too much. But maybe during the week, where if you invited a person to partake in your meal, so obviously he has a role in the suda. The tzavsa ba'almahu, all it is, it's a bunch of chevra getting together. So you would have thought, maybe you invited me, I get to stay. Even there, Rasham Loimeloi, Tul Chalkechavetzne, that's the Chiddush, that even over there, you have a right to tell him that. Some had a different girsa in the Ibailo. So the first girsa in the Ibailo was, one person is eating too much, so you have a right to tell him to leave. And what we end up saying, it's a mefurish abraisa. It was mamish mefurish. In the Ikda Amri, that was never the question. You know why? Because it's an open braisa. That was never the question. The question was something else. In general, the Bnei Chabura, so you have 10 people that got together. Do they have a right to divide up the Karban Pesach? I mean, it seemed like a civil thing to do. We'll carve up the animal and everyone's going to get pro rata, okay? Or maybe not. What's the other side? You put it in the middle. And whoever eats the fastest is going to end up eating the most. This is an Ibayulu in a Gemara. So are you supposed to carve it up and everybody gets an equal portion? Or maybe not. So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a ride from the same Braise. The Braise said, if one person ate too much, you can tell him to leave. Oh, Yafois in. Ain't Yodav Yafois loy. Shma, you know, it sounds like only if the person is feisty, only then could you tell him, take your food and leave. But otherwise, you have no right to divvy it up. You put the food in the middle and call Dalum Gava. That's the way this Karban Pesach is going to end up playing itself out. Zok de Gemara, we end with an anecdote. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Arivu Rift Bali Adadi. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, this Gemara is a classic. They once broke bread together. Ada Achma, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Chada. Achel Rav Papa Arba. So they're sitting together, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua. By the way, they're Bali Plukta throughout Shas, right? Underrated. Rav Papa's Bal Plukta is always, or often, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua. So they're sitting and eating together, and Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua is eating bread, and by the time he finished eating one piece of bread, Rav Papa had already eaten four. He told them, Plagli, you know something, this dinner is really not working out, so why don't we each go our own way? I'm going to have no food to eat. Amalais, Rav Papa told them, sorry, Kabilton, you agreed. A deal is a deal. I'm sorry. I'm not going anywhere. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, he mamish sat down with Rav Papa and he went through Psachim Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. So he asked them all the questions. Now all the questions sounds like all the questions, but Rashi is really only asked them the first two questions first. He asked them from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, right, you could always tell him to leave. The second one was from the person that's Yadav Yafas. So he said, you see, there's a concept that you collect. You could tell the person to leave. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua told Rav Papa, I'm sorry. I want you to go. But however, he came back to him and he gave him the answers based on our sugyo. Oh, that's a question of another person, right? You can't just invite another person. Another person's a whole different deal. Even the Karban Pesach, there's a nicer component to it, so you have no right for them. Then he asked him from the price of Bnei. Amalei told him, don't bring rice from Karban Pesach, like we just said. Karban Pesach, there's a svara where you can tell the person, I just brought you on board, so there shouldn't be nicer. I never meant you to really be part of the meal. Ace facey boilers. Then he told him, what do you mean? But that Bryce has said that even on a regular weekday, if people get together and one person ends up eating too much, you have a right to tell him to go away. So when Rav Papa heard that, Palagle, so he went away. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. So he sat down initially to eat with Rav Papa, but it didn't go so well. So after Rav Papa left, Azal Arba Hadi Ravina. So he sat down and he ate with Ravina. The Gemara says, "Ad achar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua chada." By the time Rav Huna Rav Yeshua ate one piece of bread, achar Ravina tamne. Ravina had eaten eight pieces of bread, meaning Ravina made Rav Papa look like he ate slaw. Ravina ate twice as fast. Amar. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said, "Meya papi, I'd rather sit and break bread with 100 Rav Papas, v'loy chada Ravina, and not to eat with one Ravina." Either way, the Gemara ends on that very light anecdote. Exhale. So as it relates to Reid, I just wanted to go back to a very important Tosfos that we glossed over on Daf Peches Amud Aleph. It's a Tosfos that really is a Yesod that's quoted by the Poskim in different places in Shas. It's related to today's Daf, it was related to yesterday's Daf. It touches on one of the very critical points of the Sugyas of Karban Pesach, and that is the sugya of se lebeis avos. So just the chazer. The Gemara and the peches amen aleph brought a brisa. Tanu rabbanan se labayis. It says in the Torah se labayis that the balabas of the house brought a se, brought a sheep. It could be a goat too for his entire family. Melamed, we learn from this. Adam mevi v'shoychet al yedei bnoi ubita yaktanim va yedei avdoi v'shivchasa yaktanim bein midaitan bein shaloi midaitan. We learn from there that the father of a house has a right to shecht a Karban Pesach on behalf of his children, that are k'tanim, and on behalf of any avodim that he has, that are k'nanim. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is because ordinarily, in order to partake in a Karban Pesach, you have to be from the Menuyin. In order to register to be from the Menuyin on a Karban Pesach, you would have had to have done so midas. Right, you can't force someone to be kind of something. You can't force somebody to RSVP on a Karban Pesach. You need the person's consent in order to do it. You can't be a nice person and decide on behalf of your kehila that everyone's going to now. It doesn't work that way. It only works midas of the person. Stating that, the Braisa says that from the word selah boyas we learn, sha'odamevi v'shoychet ayidei b'noi u'pitei aknanim bein midaitan bein shaloi midaitan. In other words, a father can force his children that are ktanim to be menuyin on his Karban Pesach. The Gemara in the Sechtes Nedarim, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, we don't have time to go through the context of the Gemara, but the Gemara's punchline is, Amar Reb Zeira, Sel Lebeis Avos Lav Dairaisa. This halacha of Sel Abos, not a din Dairaisa. Meaning this idea that a father can force his children, the Raktanim, to partake in his Karban Pesach, is not a biblical din. Even though the Gemara learned it out from a pasuk, Sel Abayis Malame, but it's not a din d'oraisa. This whole halacha is only a din d'rabbanan. The Ran in Masechtas Nedarim, that Gemara says, what does that mean? What the Gemara means to say is that a katan really doesn't have to be from the menuyin on a Karban Pesach in order for him to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. Meaning this halachna that says that in order to eat from the Karban Pesach, you have to be from the menuyin, that's only true for a gadol. It's not true for a katan. And that's what the Gemara meant when the Gemara brought a braisa and said, Selah boyis melamed, that a father can have his children that are ktana be part of his Karban Pesach, bein midaitan, bein shaloi midaitan. What's the real pshat? The real pshat is because a katan doesn't have to be from the menuyin. He's allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach without being the menuyin. I freaked around the whole latter part of Masechtas Pesachim that deals with the sugyas of Karban Pesach, talk about this idea of minuyin. It's the topic of the 8th parak of Masechtas Pesachim. That's true for gedolim. It's not true for ketanim. And that's what the Gemara means. Celibates, obvious, lav deiraisa. It's not the pshat that really a katan has to be from the minuyin. Nor was the father has a koyach, celabayis malami. There's a din deiraisa that he has an ability to somehow force his children on his Karban Pesach. There's no such power that a father has to force his children onto a Karban Pesach. The Braisa says, Selah Bayis Melame, that you can force your children. It's because you don't need Menuyin when it comes to children. If you don't need Menuyin, so then a father can shecht it even without the child's das. What happened to Menuyin? You don't need Menuyin. But to the extent you would need das, and to the extent that even a katan would have to be from the Menuyin in order to eat from a Karban Pesach, there's no din Selah Bayis that bypasses that and says that because of Salabayas, a father has a right to forcefully make his child from the Minoyan. You can't be forced to be from the Minoyan. Even a katan, Salabayas, a father can impose it on his children, afil shloimi daitan. That's because a child doesn't need to be from the Minoyan. The Gemara said Salabayas. No, Salabayas is love day rice. It's not what it means. It doesn't mean the father can force it. What it really means is that the child doesn't have to be from the Minoyan, and that's why even shloimi daitan, if a child wants to eat from a Karban Pesach that he was never signed up for, it's going to be okay. But Tosfos in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph has a different understanding of what celibate avos lav deiraisa means. Tosfos says that if a gadol has to be signed up to a Karban Pesach in order for him to be able to eat from a Karban Pesach, a katan would have to be signed up to a Karban Pesach in order for him to be able to eat from a Karban Pesach as well. So what does the Gemara mean when it says celibate avos lav deiraisa? The Gemara means simply that a father does not have an ability midairaisa to make his son from the Minoyan. However, he has an ability midrabanan to make him from the Minoyan. So this that a katan is able to eat from the Karban Pesach, even if he himself never had the das, maybe he's not even capable of having the das, to sign up to a Karban Pesach, simply based on his father's das, it's because even though Selebe Saves is Lav Deiraisa, but Selebe Saves is Dirabanan, and the Dirabanan is what allows this katan to now go eat from the Karban Pesach. So we're going to focus on Tosfos Shita. So again, Tosfos Shita is that when a father, Shaloi Midaitoi, signs his son up to his Karban Pesach, Midai Raisa, the Katan, is not one of the Minuyin. It's only Midrabanan that he's from the Minuyin. And that's what Reb Zeira means in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, quoted in other places in Shas as well, that Sel, the base of voice, is Lav Dei Raisa. It's not a Dei Raisa Koyach that he has, it's a Dirabanan Koyach that he has. Based on that, Freik Tosfos a bumbakash. The halacha is katan oichel nevelos ain bez mitzvah lafrishay. If there's a katan that's eating nevela, so the halacha is you don't have to stop him from eating. If you see a katan, a child, he's not bar mitzvah and he's eating nevela, ain bezdin mitzvah lafrishay. Stating that the Gemara says in Yevamis that kuf yud dalet amid aleph. It says in the Torah regarding the shrotzim loy soichlum kishaketzim. And Chazal said even though it says loy soichlum, but it can be pronounced as if it was written loy sachilon. Thou shalt not feed them shrotim. What does that mean? L'hazra agdolim alaktana. It's coming to teach us that the halach is that a gadol is not allowed to feed a katan machalos asuras. In other words, even though katan oichel nevelos ain bez de mitzvah lafrishay, that means if a katan's doing his own thing and he's eating nevela, you're not mechuyev to go ahead and to be mafrishim. If, however, you want to go and be meichel be a dayim this katan, that's not something you're allowed to do. It means you're not allowed to feed a katan machalos asuras. If that's the case, freik toisves a bomb kasha that's quoted throughout Shas. And that is, v'im toimar, v'heich maichel Pesach shaloi l'menuyov. So how could your father now give his child a kizayis of the carbon Pesach? Nehid the katan oichel neveilos, ein bezem mitzuvah l'afrishnoi. Granted, katan oichel neveilos, a bezem is not mitzuvah l'afrishnoi, aber lispeis loy b'yadayim asa. But the feed of macholos asuris is asa. K'ner mina b'perik cheresh. Yivam is tafkuf yadal raman alef. And to eat from the carbon Pesach, if you're not from the menuyin, is asa. So frek toisviz, how does this work? You're telling me that a katan has to be from the menuyin. But the Rabbanon said you could give it to him. How could Rabbanon say you can give it to him? Midai Raisa, you're not allowed to feed it to him. Because Midai Raisa is allowed in the Torah that says, Lo Yisachilum. Granted, if the Katan was doing his own thing, if he was sitting down eating from the carbon Pesach, you would allow him to do his thing. But Lisvais Bayi Yadayim is awesome. That's the Allah of Lo Yisachilum. So Frey Toys says, what happened to the Lav of Lo Yisachilum? V'oy Marie and Toys says, Yisai. The Hasam Yalfina mi Lo Yisachilum. The Makar is Lo Yisachilum. What's the parish of Leisachilim talking about? What's the context? It's talking about Shrotzen. It's talking about Nevelois. So we learn from there that it's Aser Dumya de Shrotzen v'Nevelois. Avokai Gavna, this is very different than Shrotzen v'Nevelois. Why? The Ika Chinuch Mitzvah. Because over here you're being Mechanach the child for a mitzvah. And being that you're being Mechanach the child for the mitzvah, over here there's no Issa Leisachilim. A tremendous yisoid from Taisvis. That even though there's an Ismail Loisachilim, but that's only if it's similar to Shratim, that's only if it's similar to Nevelois. But as it relates to a mitzvah, there it's going to be different. Why? What Shaychis? Who says mitzvah is different? Because you have to look at the Makar. What's the source to this halach of Loisachilim? Shratim. Shratim is not a mitzvah, being that Shratim will never be a mitzvah, so Dumya de Shratim is when it's going to be a problem. If, however, you're dealing with something that's a Dvar mitzvah, like over here, there's a mitzvah of Chinuch, over here it's going to be different. So the truth is, there's a lot of raid on this Tosfos. The Achronim in different places talk about this Tosfos, but I was thinking, just for the sake of this raid bite, to speak out one tshuva from the Heilige Chasam Sofer. It's a tshuva in a Rechayim Simen Pei Gimel. It's one of the more famous tshuvas in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. And like many of the tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer, it's a tshuva that served as a baseline for Doirei Doiros, as the precedent for how you're supposed to answer a question as was posed to the Chasam Sofer. So, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. There was a very, very wealthy couple that had one child. They had a Ben Yachid. The couple died, and they left over this tremendous Yerusha to the Ben Yachid. The child was 7 years old, and Loyalenu, he was severely mentally handicapped. And as a result, he really couldn't function. He was seeing doctors, and the doctors said that they're aware of an institution that was located in Vienna, that they have therapists and there's different things that they do there, and they believe that if the child spends an extended period of time there, they'll be able to help the child to the point where he's going to be able to be Mu'uriv Ben Abriyos, and he's going to have a tremendous, tremendous Yeshua. And they recommended very much to the family that was taking care of this Yosim that they send the child there because they felt that this will literally change this child's life. So the family looked into it, and needless to say, this was a secular institution, and the food that was being served there wasn't kosher, and it wasn't being done kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So they went to the local Rabbanim, and they asked the Rabbanim, what should they do? You know, on the one hand, they have an ability to really, really help this child. But then again, they're going to be setting this child up. He's going to be eating nevelos. He's going to be eating treifis. And what should you do? So the Rabbanim sat down and they wrote a tshuva. But they weren't comfortable with their own psak. They felt that they needed a haskama from the Gadol Adar. So they sent the shaila to the Heilige Chasam Sofer. And they asked the Chasam Sofer, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, what should we do? I mean, on the one hand, we have an ability to really help this child. But then again, the child's going to be set up for years. He's going to be eating nevelos and treifis. It's not going to be done kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. So what are you supposed to do? So the Chasam Sofer sat down and he wrote a tshuva. And this tshuva, I'm telling you, is hafachba vafachba the kulaba. There's so much here. There's so many left turns and right turns and cheshbonos and derech agavs here. It's mamish not shayach. But the toichin of the tshuva the Chasam Sofer wrote was, we know the halach is that a katan oichel nevelois ain bezdim and sovin lafrish. So if a katan's doing his own thing, he's eating nevela, you have a right to let the katan do his thing. Stating that, there's lav in the Torah of loisoichum. Al tikri loisoichum, elo loisachilum. Then you're not let it go be kavono, you're not let it go lehedya, to feed food to a katan. So first thing the Chasam Sofer said was, that this lav of loisachilum, even though the Gemara says it with regards to a katan, but the truth is it's not only true with regards to a katan.
He said it's true with regards to a cheresh and a shoyt as well. Now, it's a little bit of a chiddush, and it's a big shaylon d'achroinim whether this is in fact the case. Not everybody agrees with the Chassam Sofer. But the Chassam Sofer said that just like the Gemara said, that there's a lois nachilum when it comes to a katan, you have a lois nachilum when it comes to a cheresh, and you have a lois nachilum when it comes to a shayt as well. That's what the Chassam Sofer said. So the Chassam Sofer said as follows. He said, so muscha rishon, you would say, it's a lois nachilum problem. Because you're going now, and you're doing something that's going to set up this child, that this child's going to end up eating nevelos and treifos. So if the child's going to end up eating nevelos and treifos, so even though katan echol nevelos, ain't bezem mitzvah l'afrishoy, but l'achila b'yadayim, that's not something you're allowed to do. Theoretically, you're setting him up, and based on that, the Chassam Sofer said that the hashkafer rishayna would be that it's not okay. Abazak, the Chassam Sofer, it's a tois gadol. He says, you know why? He says, it's a mefurish toisvus. It's a toisvus in Pesachim daf peches amar al. Toisvus the kasha. According to the man, Reb Zera, that says celebrate Shabbos as lav day raisa. How could you ever give a cotton to eat from the carbon Pesach? Midday raisa, you can't force the cotton onto your carbon Pesach. That means midday raisa and the cotton is not one of the menuyin. If midday raisa and the cotton is not one of the menuyin, what do you mean the rabbanon said do it? He's a shaloi lemenuyev. You're not letting from the carbon Pesach shaloi lemenuyev, and you can't force him to eat it. Why not? Because that's the halacha of leisachilum. So what was Tosfos Teretz? Va'oymeri, that over here it's different. Because what's the makar to the lav of leisachilum? Shrotzim. Shrotzim, there's no chinuch, there's no mitzvah. Avokai gavna de'ika chinuch mitzvah. Over here with this chinuch mitzvah, shari. Over here it's going to be mutter. So said the Chassam Sofer, you see from the re, Tosfos Pesachim, Pechesam and Aleph, that wherever there's a mitzvah involved, then there's no problem of leisachilum. So he said as follows. He said, this child right now, La halacha has a din of a shaita, which means he's potem in our mitzvahs. If we're going to send him now to this institution, and they're going to be successful, and they're going to be able to help this child, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he's going to be chayiv in mitzvahs. So this lois achilum, said the Chassam Sofer, that we're doing, is a lois achilum of mitzvah. Not just chinuch of mitzvahs in Pesach. This is fundamental. We're literally bringing him lidei chayiv mitzvahs. Because without this, he's not chayiv mitzvahs. So the Chassam Sofer said, it's poshut, there's no lois achilum over here. Lois achilum is when it's dum yidashratzim. But it's not dum yidashratzim. Over here, it's a dvar mitzvah. And said the Chassam Sofer, it's a dvar mitzvah. And not just a dvar mitzvah. You're taking someone that's potem in our mitzvahs, and you're bringing him literally lidei mitzvah. Like Rabbi Yosef said, right? If someone would tell me that I'm chayiv mitzvahs of vidun yoy metav the rabbanon, we're giving this child an opportunity to have a bar mitzvah. So he says, it's poshut, this is a dvar mitzvah. And it's poshut if Tosfos said regarding the mitzvah chinuch of carbon Pesach, there's no halacha of lois achilum that, as it relates to this, is certainly not going to be halacha of lois achilum. And so the Chassam Sofer said that I think as far as lois achilum goes, he says I don't think there's lois achilum. But then the Chassam Sofer went and he was mefalful. He said that maybe there's other issues. Lemaisa, the Chassam Sofer came out as follows. He said I think the whole thing is a tois anyways. He said I think it's a tois because I don't even think bringing a child to a place where they're going to serve the child, macholas asuras is lois achilum. Lois achilum means taking the food and putting it in the child's mouth. But to have a goy do it, chedushim gedoylem, or to bring the child to such a place where he's going to be fed this food, he said it's not lois achilum. Ach lafi ani es daiti ein kan safi b'yadayim. Since I don't think this is safi b'yadayim, and as a result, it's not going to be a problem. Either way, the Chassam Sofer's tshuva, he wrote 5 pages, and the toichin of all the pages, lemaskana was, number one, I don't think there's lois achilum here anyways, because you're not feeding the child, but rather you're just setting up the situation where the child is going to be fed, and as a result, that's not called lois achilum. V'oid, he says, even if you would argue that there's a lois achilum, this case is unique. Because in this case, the lois achilum will potentially bring the child lidei mitzvah. That's the punchline. And if that's the case, we have a Tosfos Pesachim, daf chesam and aleph, where Tosfos says, if it's not dumi deshrotzim, that it could be over there, you're not going to have the lav of lois achilum. But then the Chassam Sofer, after he finished the whole tshuva, this is how he ended off. He wrote like this, Mikom makom, he'idu kadmoinenu zechreinu levracha, sha'yidei macholis asurois benairus, mitamteim halev, he said, Kadmoinenu Zal said that if a person, especially Benairus, eats Macholis Asuris, it's Metamtim Delev, and it's Moilud Loi Tevara, it can have an impact on this person when he gets older. So he says, because of that, Adayin Ani Yomer, I hold, Mutav Shia Shoyte Kol Yomov, V'chulu. Now, what's the v'chulu? Chassam Sofer left us hanging. But he means a Mishnah Masechta Zedius. It's Pashit. The Mishnah says, Akavya ben Mahalal hei rabba dvarim. Akavya ben Mahalal had four controversial positions where he went against all the Rabbanon. Amr Lei, they told him, Akavya chazarbach. Retract, Barbad Varm Shayisa Omer, the Nasach of Bezin Yisrael. And you'll be in a Bezin Yisrael. Amalemi told him, Mutavli Shili Karish Shaita call you. I'd rather you call me a Shaita, a person that's not willing to back off those four things. For Leilios and Shah Achas Rasha Lefnei HaMalka. Not to be called a Rasha Lefnei. That's the V'chul of the Chsam Sofer. Since Zach the Chsam Sofer, Mikom Akam, Meidu Kadmeinenu, Shayide Macholis Asuris Ben Nairus, Metamtem Alev, Umoylu Leitevara, Adainani Omer. So it's for that reason I say, Mutav Shi Shaita call Yama V'chul. There's a tshuva from the Shevet Sofer. It's in Evin Ezer, Simon Chof Aleph. The Shoyo sent the Shevet Sofer a very similar question, a very similar case. And it wasn't a case with a Yasim, and it was a case with a Cher, whatever it was, but it was a very, very similar case where there was a Cherish in a Shenev in a Medaber who's part of Min HaMitzvahs, and there was an opportunity to put him in such a home where he was going to be able to be helped. The problem was they were going to end up serving him Nevelos HaTreifis. So this Shoyo wrote to the Shevet Sofer that I know the Chsam Sofer, told the Shevet Sofer, I know the Zayda wrote a tshuva. And the Zayda came out in the tshuva that even though mi'ikra then it's mutter, but he said, mi'komach mi'idu kadmeinenu zal sha'idei macholos asuris benayris mentamtem alev, and based on that, mutav, she'yu shoyte kol yomov, va'yir rosho, sha'achas lefnei amokim. So he told him that my understanding is from the tshuva of the Chsam Sofer that his maskana was that it's better you don't do it. So the Shevet Sofer wrote back, he didn't understand the Chsam Sofer's punchline. He said the Chsam Sofer never meant that. We'll save this for another, but he said the Chsam Sofer never meant it. And he goes on to explain why he never meant it. So what did the Chsam Sofer mean? He said the Chsam Sofer was talking about someone that's anyways big b'chinas shaita, and there's an opportunity maybe to improve his status a little bit. Where the Chsam Sofer held, mutav shiyeh shaita kol yomov, v'ayir rosho lefnei amokim sho'achas. Or, if a person's not bebchinas shaita, he's bebchinas pikeach, but he has an opportunity to be more of a pikeach. There too, the Chsam Sofer held, mutav shiyeh shaita kol yomov, v'ayir rosho lefnei amokim sho'achas. But in a situation where, right now, this person is potem in a mitzvah, and we have an ability to make him chayiv in mitzvahs, he says, it's pashut, the Chsam Sofer would have never said that. And he said, hagabah atzmecha. We're dealing over here with a loisase of loisachilum. We're dealing with a loisase. A loisase of loisachilum. And that, the Chsam Sofer said, is not a problem. You know why? Because you're bringing him to the day mitzvahs. And the Chsam Sofer wrote this passionate tshuva that literally you have the ability to make him chayiv in mitzvahs. So you know what? Don't worry about loisachilum. So loisachilum, the Chsam Sofer allowed him to tire. This is what Shevet Sofer wrote. He didn't have a problem. Oh, but the timtum alei from the machalos asuris that he had a problem with. The loisase he was able to deal with. Oh, but nish the timtum alei, he says, achlevish. So it's not possible. So he writes. So he says, there's no way that's what the Zayda meant. He said what he was referring to was a different situation. A situation that would be similar to this. And that's when he threw in this line. It was a disclaimer on the shmooze. On this whole sugya, he threw out a disclaimer that you have to recognize what you're dealing with. And don't forget what the Chazal said. And there's an idea of mutav shiyeh shoyta kol yomav. But halacha l'maisa, for that shoyl, with that yosim, that situation, he never meant that. He said he wrote that it's mutter, and he meant that it was mutter. The disclaimer was never meant for that. Either way, this tshuva of the Chsam Sofer was a tshuva that was quoted by Poskim when similar situations came up. And the first place that all the Gedolim went to over the last 150 years or so since this tshuva was written was to this tshuva's Chsam Sofer. So Rechaim Simon Pei Gimel, there's a lot more there, but this was the crux of it. That as it relates to such a situation, to put a somebody into a home where they're going to be serving this person, Macholos Asuras, where it's Tayeles, and it could be there's a big Tayeles that's going to come from it. Number one, the Chsam Sofer held, that's not called Leisachilim. You're not feeding him biyadayim. All it is as agrum. So there's no real problem of Leisachilim over here. And he said, Va'oid, even if there was a Leisachilim, we have to remember Toysfus and Psachim, Pechesim and Aleph. Where Toysfus said that the only time you say Leisachilim is where it's Dumi, the Shrotzim, where all it is an Aveira. But to the extent that there's an element of Chinuch, and again, you have to ask your local rabbi, but Tein Lochach and Yech Gamoid, the Chsam Sofer in his tshuva, could be over there, you wouldn't even have the lav of Leisachilim. We'll stop here.